Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. Your host is Tom Majeure with two co-hosts today. I have John Duman, he's the IT manager, welcome, and the editor of the Strong Tower Radio Ministry News. Welcome to a brand new year, 2024.
Happy New Year, Tom.
Hey, John, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, you know how you start out the new year and you start writing the new year, 2024? Have you lapsed back and started writing 2023 on your checks yet?
Well, no, I don't write checks, but I do know what you're talking about, and yes, I quite often make that mistake.
It's almost like you can go for a couple weeks and then all of a sudden you slip back.
Yeah, your brain shuts down, I think.
That's right, that's right. Hey, John, what a year last year. We did a little calculations, 120 programs that we produced here, either on location or in the studio. What a year.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And 280 hours of special programming. And guess what? We have to start all over again.
Well, not really. We have some in the can.
Yeah, actually, we'll talk about that at the end of the program. Some very exciting. It's second year of nature programs. Looks like it's even as good or better than last year. New places, new locations to go.
And you're going back to school, aren't you?
I'm going back to school, yes. The UP, actually, Cam helped me out. Did a recording up in the UP, the Western UP, last fall, and we're got that schedule coming up soon, probably in March or something like that. So it's going to be an exciting year. A lot of nature things. We're working with the nature guy, Dr. Adkins. We're working with the U.S. Forest Service biologists. It's just going to be a plain fun year.
I hope so.
Yeah, right. We also have Cam Ferguson. He's our development director. Welcome, Cam.
Thank you, Tom, and yes, Happy New Year.
You've been on the road a lot, preaching in a lot of locations. We haven't had you behind the mic for a while.
I have been absent much of that time because I have been elsewhere.
That's right. Well, we're glad that you're back in the studio. And
it's good to be here.
It's a blessing. Well, John, or Cam, why don't you have a word of prayer for us?
All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time. We thank you for a new year and the prospect of it. We ask for your Holy Spirit's guidance as we share how you are working through not only in our lives, but through this ministry to reach people where they are. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the January theme, and we try to put that on the very first full weekend of the month, but this month is kind of a different month. We're going to split it up between the theme. You know, the last quarter was a real finale. We have a lot of special programs, the Reformation programming for a whole month. We have Thanksgiving program the whole month of December with Christmas programming, and then there comes January.
Yeah, the fourth quarter is really busy.
Yeah, yeah. And so we go back to normal. And so normal is normal, but it's a standard schedule. What you see on the monthly schedule is what you're going to get.
Well, basically, we're kind of in the blocks and we're ready for that fire to go off so that we can take off sprinting. We're just not sure where we're going yet.
That's right. Well, we do know because we have a number of programs already recorded, and camp meeting is always there. And then we have the fourth quarter comes up. Also, we have the big four, which the resurrection programming and such. But we have a newsletter right now.
Yes, we do.
And you are the editor. And why don't you give us a little bit of overview and hand off the baton?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a lot to be said for the last quarter of the year. And now we're into the new year and a new quarter to begin. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, but primarily about the people who listen to Strong Tower Radio. That's you folks out there.
Yes, that's the reason why we're here.
Absolutely. In David's article, He mentioned how he and his family packed up and drove several states to get here when they first started out, and all they had was just a great faith that God would give them what they needed. And here we're looking at 15 stations and a TV station as well. We have 8 permits to build out, which we'll be looking to make that happen. And he tells us that he's going to hire some engineers to make sure that those get built out so that we have 24 stations.
It's going to be a very energetic year for a slow start or a normal start. We're going to have a lot of activities on the engineering side
and absolutely
fundraising and the whole nine yards, and Cam is part of that. You mentioned David. Who is David?
David is our president and currently our engineer.
And also our founder.
Yes, he is.
The guy who had the vision and the Lord put it on his heart, and we're following that vision.
One of the things that David mentions that he has asked us, the staff here, to start putting together as much as we can, those people that listen and are attending churches now or being baptized or studying about the Bible and such. And that's what the lead article is all about that Cam's pulled together.
That's right. The changed lives, that's what it's all about, giving glory to God and changing lives as the Holy Spirit leads them. That leads us to Cam Ferguson, our development director. I kind of think of you as the curator of the stories.
Well, there are a growing body of stories, and I'm always excited I no longer am surprised when I hear these stories. It's just amazing how God works. And I entitled this lead article, "The Wind is Blowing," and that's built on John chapter 3, where Jesus is having that conversation with Nicodemus and describes the Holy Spirit in terms of the wind. He gives that word picture. And as we look back at 2023, especially, we can see that the wind of the Holy Spirit is indeed blowing. And just to share a few of these illustrations and how people's lives are being impacted, there are a number of ministries that we broadcast here on Strong Tower Radio that have different types of outreach. And one of these ministries was contacted directly by a Strong Tower Radio listener. And they expressed their appreciation for this particular program, as well as Strong Tower Radio generally. And the leader of the ministry that we broadcast said, "Hey, why don't you come to camp meeting?" So this person did, brought some of his family also, and he said it was the highlight of his life to date. And he continues to listen to Strong Tower Radio. He's now pursuing Bible studies. And so this listener has been impacted by Strong Tower Radio as the Holy Spirit works through what we're broadcasting to take hold of this person, to give them the fullness of the gospel in their life that for which they've been seeking. And we also had, speaking of camp meeting, I was...
Well, you know, just one thing, Cam, is it's interesting how these stories came. It looked like that story came through one of the programs that we broadcast. So it's just interesting how the stories, when we get to heaven, we're going to hear all of the stories, but there are many stories yet to be told.
Yeah, we'll see a lot of those threads that we don't currently see. There's another example of how radio, Strong Tower Radio, reaches people. A friend of mine I spoke to at camp meeting shared with me that a client was referred to him, and he was working with this client, and it was an older individual who had some health concerns. And after the initial consultation, he asked if he could pray with this client. I said yes. And after they finished praying, the client looked at him and said, "Are you a Seventh-day Adventist?" And this had not been mentioned at all, religion at all. And my friend looked at this person and at his client and said, why do you ask whether I'm a Seventh-day Adventist?" And this client said, "I've been listening to Strong Tower Radio for the last couple of months, and you remind me of those people." And my friend scheduled this client for a follow-up consultation and was looking forward to having that following up on how they were enjoying Strong Tower Radio, and sadly the client had a stroke. And the station that they had been listening to was WMPA, and it had just come back. Our newest station, and it had been off the air for about 4 months. That's a whole story in itself, but the Lord had brought it back in part March and in full in July. And just at the right time, this individual found that station, and only eternity will reveal the impact that Strong Tower Radio had on that person just before their passing.
Praise the Lord.
And so it's testimonies like that as the Lord is working through people. And I could tell you more, but we don't have the airtime for that. And it's just becoming very apparent more and more that the wind is blowing and the Holy Spirit is working mightily through the broadcast to connect people with Himself. And so thank you, friends, for your prayers and financial support of Strong Tower Radio. Because of you, lives continue to be changed and at an accelerating rate.
Amen. Thank you so much, Cam. John, we have an article that was written by one of our volunteers. Would you relate that one?
Absolutely. This was written by Mike Christie, and it was his experience just prior to this last year's camp meeting. He was planning and putting his things together, and he gets a phone call, and they said, "We'll be by to pick you up." He goes, "Wait, tonight?" "Yes, that's the plan." And he had other plans for the evening because he was figuring it was going to be the next day or the day after that they were going to stop and pick him up. So as they show up, he rushes out the door with, I'm sure, a bunch of stuff in his arms and thinking the whole time, "I wonder what I'm forgetting." And just like the rest of us, we all forget things. There were some things, and he texted some friends and they brought him in the next day. But his point here is that we need to think with the small time that we have left, and that we be prepared for Christ's second coming here. And as Jesus says in the Bible, "Behold, I come quickly, and watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes." And he mentions that he doesn't want to be on the wrong side of that return. So he shares all of us, shares with us all that he wants us all to be prepared, to be thinking about it, and to be ready.
I think that ties nicely in with Cam's article about that listener who had just a brief period of time, and then he had a stroke and he passed away. But he's secured for eternity because of the decisions that he made. And these stories, this article is on our website, str.fm. str.fm is the quickest way to get there. Or you can go the full address of strongtowerradio.org. Cam, you have a second article in the newsletter. Would you relate that one to our listeners?
Sure. Thank you, Tom. And the second article is simply an invitation for us each to review the past year. And what did you think of it? And how did you see God working in and through others in your own life, circumstances? And we can testify to God's faithful provision for the needs of this ministry and how the Holy Spirit continues transforming more lives. We can say there are some opportunities that have certainly been gained, others that have been missed. And we look forward to how the Lord continues to provide for us and to strengthen us to overcome obstacles in our path. You know, John mentioned earlier about those 8 new stations, and there's a 9th one. That's how you get to 24 from 15. And that's Iron Mountain, and that's newest in development, and it's an amazing story of how that became available to us, and we praise the Lord for that.
What's kind of exciting about that one is that there is a group of people in the Upper Peninsula that are just rallying around. They want to cover the whole Upper Peninsula with Strong Tower Radio and the message that Strong Tower Radio represents.
Amen. And the sky's the limit, so to speak.
Amen.
And so These things, as we look at them, also remind me of our greater need for prayer, because we are not sufficient in ourselves to do any of these things. We rely completely on God for wisdom, grace, resources, everything. It's all of Him. As Jesus says, after you have done what I have directed you to do, you are to view yourselves as unprofitable servants, for you have simply done what it is your duty to do. And that's really humbling, yet we are to be humble, for in and of ourselves we can do nothing. And you'll find that in John chapter 15. And so how do you view the year ahead? Anticipation, apathy, anxiety? Well, remember, who are you? You're a child of God. And He says He has your back. And He doesn't hold anything back. He gave everything, all of heaven, in Christ. So why be afraid? If God is for us, not if. Paul, when he says that in Romans 8, is doing one of those if, then, therefore. He's saying, based on all this, since God is for us, what are we afraid of? Let's move forward in faith. And so once again, I want to thank our listeners for their support, their prayers, their finances. You are having a massive impact on the lives of people. Not only are you not seeing it all, we aren't even seeing it all, and only eternity will reveal the vast scope of the impact that we're having.
God says that it gives each man a measure of faith, and He gives us enough faith for today.
Amen.
And for tomorrow.
And He calls us to exercise and to grow it. And that requires active. Faith is active or it's invalid. You could say invalid. Invalid faith doesn't move, doesn't act. But valid faith takes action and moves.
Very much the spiritual muscle.
Yes.
Amen.
Use it or lose it definitely applies.
Well, the next article is the one that I author, and I enjoy it because it looks at, I'm responsible for programming. I have some little insight on that process. The month of January is going to have several things. The Strong Tower Radio, these are the on-air programs. We're doing The Garden Guy every month, the second week of the month. We do The Garden Guy with Gary Heilig and Sue Majeure and yours truly, and we have a lot of fun doing that particular one. January's a preparation month. It's getting those seed catalogs out and doing the planning. We've got a series that Pastor Bob Benson did on health, lifestyle and health. We're doing that every month. We started in January. It's a three-part series. That will be on the 21st, 22nd, and 24th of January. And then we're putting in a program. It's going to be either Faith and Finance, or it might be the Getz's marriage interview. It's kind of a choice of the programming people, and that's what we're doing there. We're looking at a very important subject, very important subject. John, We've had a number of programs that have been very relevant to dealing with our times.
Absolutely.
We've had issues on abortion. We've had issues on physician-assisted suicide. These are things that are going through our legislative process that have been on the ballot. And the one we're looking at next is contractual surrogate pregnancy. It's sweeping the world. It's been out in the world. It's coming to the United States. There is surrogate pregnancy, a non-contractual, and it's supervised by judges. And there is some checks and balances to make sure it's safe and as much as can be in a sinful world that we have. But this is a contract that will take it to a new level. It may even affect the birth certificates that every child, what is written. It's just kind of the birth parents and stuff may be eliminated off that. It's just a very, very interesting implication. A positive, fun thing is there's a lot of health initiatives that are going across the state of Michigan. And in in Berrien Springs, southwestern Michigan. There's a health initiative, lifestyle, helping people learn about that. Also in Lansing, they're doing some initiatives. And in Grand Rapids, they're calling it the Grand Rapids Health Initiative. After two sessions that they've had, they invited me to come down and talk with the group. We had a group meeting, they call it alumni meeting. And you'll get to learn about this. It's ongoing, they're doing more programs. We set this one, we recorded in December. We set this just before another one they're gonna be doing in the greater Grand Rapids, West Michigan area. Gonna do an interview. We did an interview on oral health, how important you taking care of your teeth is, are, is, what it was, were. You got it somewhere in there. Pick one of those with Dr. Wendell Lawrence and Vicki Griffin. And so we have other programs that are coming down right behind that. We have one with depression with Nathan Hyde. He's also out of the Lansing area talking about how lifestyle has helped his issue. He struggled with that for a year. Many things on the horizon. We have, John, we've been actually been pushing back programs. We've had so many good ones that have been in the mix.
We've had a lot of surprise programs. So
yes, what is a surprise program?
Well, we're working, and this is a tough one. We're working on the top 10 issues that a community might currently be seeing on the horizon or currently be happening. And some of those issues include housing or lack thereof, and homelessness falls right in there with that.
Substance abuse.
Substance abuse or abuse in any form as far as that goes. Just so many things. And to pull the people that work in the various groups or departments together to do an interview on any of these topics has just been tough.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, well, so far it's been a small miracle because we haven't done a good job of pulling it together, but hopefully we'll do more in the coming days.
And it's coming together, and it's amazing. So that is, we've done two of the eight that or 10 we're going to be doing, but Cam and I did an interview, and I'm going to try to slip that in. We did it last summer with a young 99-year-old Dr. Arthur Weaver.
Oh, yes. Dr. Weaver has quite a life story, and he shared a number of those aspects with us, and it was very encouraging. You know, the Bible says we're to honor our elders. And society pays lip service to that, but do we often see where that is actually done? Maybe there's a holiday here and there for veterans and things like that, but how about we just sit and listen to the wisdom of those with gray hair and much experience, and just to honor them with some airtime?
And we did just that, and thank you so much for taking the lead on it. He was only 99 years, and now he's 100 years old, so I know the program's even more valuable now. But we went to his house in southeastern Michigan and interviewed him. He told stories about being in was it World War II?
World War II, as well as in the mission field in several different international locations. And so just a wealth of experience, and not just interesting things that happened, but how God led all through the way.
And he had a tremendous impact. There was a major clear station, WJR, in Detroit, and word got out, and this gentleman, the morning person, his name was Paul McCarthy. I used to listen to him myself, and he wanted to quit smoking. And so Dr. Weaver, on a powerhouse station during drive time in the morning, did a five-day stop smoking program for the radio listeners as they're driving to work.
Now, how's that for a word picture? You can't see it, but you can hear it, and you understand, wow, there is something I can do. I can take action to become free from this addictive prison.
Absolutely. That will be, we're going to run that sometime, but probably the last week of of January and into the first part. It's such an extensive, when you say sitting and listening, that's what we did. We sat in his living room, and he regaled us with wonderful stories you know, we have a program that we did on the Adventist Historic Village, and the director has now retired. So it's almost, these are becoming almost documentaries.
There you go. And I'd like to go back for a minute or two to seeing further ways that the Lord leads and provides an evidence of how the wind is blowing with that 15th station, WMPA. The Lord in June and July provided generous donors who gave the last $50,000 that we needed to complete the purchase of that station. And in conjunction with when it went back on the air at full power, we were able to close the purchase. And at the end of August, ownership of that signal came into the hands of Strong Tower Radio. And so we praise the Lord for his provision, how he led each step of the way in ways we could never have foreseen our need.
Not even close.
And just, it reminds me of how we're told we have no need to fear for the future unless we forget how God has led us in the past and his teachings. So forward by faith, consistent message. That's what we're about. And by God's grace, we'll continue to move forward in 2024 and beyond.
We're following the Lord's leading, and we want to have you, our listeners, along with us. One last thing as we kind of wrap up this first half hour, and then we're going to go to the second half hour program. Human trafficking. This is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And we tried to do this recording in December, and it did not come together. We're recording this in faith. It will be on the air that we're recording it after we do this program. But we have the co-founder of Truckers Against Trafficking. And this lady, she took it to this group of truckers. They embraced this concern about human trafficking. You're going to have the founder of this. You're going to have a victim of human trafficking is supposed to be a part of this program, as well as the Michigan State Police, one of the liaisons to the National Committee on the Prevention of Human Trafficking. So we're looking forward to this program in faith that this will be absolutely wonderful program. And John, in the next half hour, we have a program that we record earlier this year. We actually recorded in the summer, and we predicted it would be done in January. And the Lord must have put that right in my mouth, because that's when we're going to record air it, was following this program and after this break.
Praise the Lord.
God is good, and I just want to thank for this abbreviated half hour theme program. I want to thank Cam Ferguson, our development director, for being a part of this.
Oh, praise the Lord. Glad to help.
And welcoming back to the mic. And John, it's always a pleasure. It's fun to do this program with you.
And we get to look forward to 12 of these.
That's right. This is one down, 11 to go. God bless and enjoy our next section. It will be announced. And until next month, God bless. Bye now.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. We thank you, and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
Hi, Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio today with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, you know, we love doing this program because we're interviewing people that have ministries.
Yes.
And with us on the phone are two young men, Tanner Masdorp. He is the president speaker of Go Therefore Ministries.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Okay. And with Tanner is the vice president and speaker of Go Therefore Ministries, and his name is Kanai Washington.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us once again.
Okay. And Tom, they told us they were from Florida. It's pretty hot down there right now, isn't it?
Yes, it's very, very, very hot. Wish we could be in Michigan right now.
Okay.
Very good. Well, we're probably going to air this in January, so you may speak differently at that time. But anyway, hey, it's really exciting. These are young people, Jelaine, and sometimes the more senior people need to have an infusion.
Yes.
And this ministry is an infusion. A local congregation can engage them and get a new light, new perspective on how to reach people to, which is their mission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
That's right. Well, Tom, why don't you have a word of prayer for us?
I will. Our great Heavenly Father, I just want to be with our listeners. Today, they're going to hear something about from these two young people that will inspire them. I pray that they will not only listen, but they will react and engage this ministry if it is appropriate for their congregation. Lord, be with Jelaine and I and give us the right questions to ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay, so Tanner, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23.
Okay. And Kanai, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're even younger. Okay. I just think it's thrilling that young people are doing ministry for God, Tom.
This is the energy and the optimism of youth that we all need to be reinfused. It's almost like a blood transfusion,
yes,
Jelaine.
Yes, it is. So how did this ministry get started?
Our ministry started in March of 2020, and we always joke that we started a ministry called Go at a time when everybody was being told to stay put. As you know, that was the start of the COVID-19 shutdowns and stuff. So we started in March of 2020, but basically how it got started was in my high school years, I started to feel a calling into ministry. I didn't know exactly what that entailed, but I knew it was something God put in my heart, and I knew that I loved evangelism, telling people about Jesus. And so I knew that my parents had always wanted to start a ministry, and so I took that vision and said, well, I kind of want to start an evangelism ministry as well. And so along with some friends, we talked about it and talked about it and talked about it, but we never did anything about it. And probably after about 2 years, just thinking about it, wanting to do it, I went to a convention with other ministries, and it was almost like God was saying, if they can do it, I'm calling you to do it, and I'll be faithful, and it will all work out. So go for it. And so along with my friends and my family, we came together, and we started to Go Therefore.
And so you said you went to a convention with other ministries. Would that happen to have been ASI?
Yes.
Yes, because and Strong Tower Radio has aired lots of things from ASI. It's
Adventist.
Yes, it's Service. It's Adventist Layman Services and Industries.
And so, that is just everyday people who have a mission and want to do something for the Lord.
That's right, and it's nonprofit ministries as well as people that have their own business that minister, that witness for God. I mean, if you're a dentist, you know, or, you know, a contractor, I mean, and it's just amazing how we learn how to minister for God in our everyday life in the jobs we're at or starting a nonprofit ministry. And that's what Tanner, it was you and your family started this then and your friends.
Absolutely.
You know, just going back to ASI, there's synergy. You get all these people, idea people, possibility people who have either going to do it or already done it. So I don't know if that's good English or not.
Well, Julie. but that's where he was. Because you said, you know, you're talking about doing it. And so many times in our lives, we talk about doing something, but we never do it. And that's what helped going to this convention. And you saw how other people were blessed in doing something instead of just saying we should.
Yes, absolutely. It's like you said, there's like that like synergy. It's like you see how God has been faithful to those who just step out in faith. It just gives you the courage and trust to put in God to step out in faith yourself.
So what did you do? Let's give us a history. 2020 March, you went when everybody stayed home. And, you know, I'll just tell you a story. When everybody stayed home and whatever, we went down to Georgia ourselves, and the highways were free. We didn't have any traffic jam, and the prices were the lowest ever. Sometimes you've got to go counter-cyclical, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll be honest, back in 2020 when we first started, we had no clue what we were doing. So we had to figure it out on the fly. But, when we started during the pandemic, it really gave us the opportunity to, figure out exactly the path God wants us to take with our ministry, and B, it also allowed us to kind of experiment with our social media ministry, which is going a lot stronger than it was at the beginning, but we were able to learn what worked, what didn't work, what people liked, what people didn't like, as far as what you post on social media. So it really was time to just be able to growth, and it was really preparation for when things started to open back up. We were able to really, you know, go and do what we needed to do.
You probably had the biggest audience ever because everybody was sitting around trolling on their computers and their smartphones.
Yeah, it was a cool opportunity. We definitely look back at some of the things we posted back then, and we were like, well, I don't know if we'd post that today, but it was a learning experience. And so, yeah, now we're able to, know what we're doing a little better now.
So the name Go Therefore, which is, and that, and we'll just, let's get the website out there. So it's the word go and the word there, and then the number four, gotherefore.org.
Yes.
Some people might not know where that might, where you got that idea from. So share that.
Go Therefore, the name, it comes from the Great Commission that Jesus gave. When you go to the Bible, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus, he gave the Great Commission to his disciples, and by extension, he gave it to all of us. And Jesus said to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. And that's basically, that's the verse that our ministry is fabricated upon, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20.
So, Kanai, were you involved right from the beginning?
So it's a funny long story, but I was not there at the very, very beginning whenever whenever the ministry first began, but I did come in at a early point, but not just at the very, very start.
So how did you get involved?
Funny long story. Let me go back further. So prior to me and Tanner doing ministry together, Tanner actually used to be my basketball coach. And so basically a bunch of local churches in our area, we kind of formed like a little like basketball team, like a league, and Tanner was our coach. And so that was the relationship that me and Tanner had for a few years. He was just my basketball coach, one of the students, so to speak, that he would train. But over time, whenever Tanner started Go Therefore, one of the things that our ministry that we do is that we were doing was Friday night services, in which we would just have like a service at a local church on Friday nights. And he invited me to come. And so he called me a few times, called me one time and invited me. And I think I told him I'll think about it or something like that. But then I got back to him. And I think, did you end up calling me again? Yeah, he called me again. And then I told him that I would think about it, but then I never got back to him the second time. But then randomly, I can't remember why, but randomly, it got brought into my mind somehow, and I called him back, or I think I texted him, or one of the two. And then I told him, I was like, I think I'm gonna, you know, come by and just for the experience. And that would have been late 2020, and then from there, it has been history. But yeah, that's sort of just how I got involved.
Okay, so I think God was talking to him, Tom.
I think so too. Tell me, gentlemen, when you get involved in a church, what does it look like and what happens?
Yeah, so being that our ministry is based off the Great Commission, the whole point of it is to make disciples who then make more disciples who then make more disciples, and it's just a cycle of just making more disciples and telling the good news of Jesus. And something we've done in the past churches has been, we've went to churches and we've presented the evangelistic series, and people have made decisions and they've been going, they went great and stuff like that, but we still felt like there was something missing, like something we could do more to rather work for the church, work with the church. And so we came up with these things that we call Go Therefore Evangelism Partnerships. And what we do with these partnerships is we partner with local churches for an extended period of time, and we train them, we equip them, and we facilitate service projects. So rather than us coming, doing a series, and leaving, we are working with the church to help the church get out in the community, serve in their everyday lives, be more mission-minded and more effective in the sharing of the gospel. And at the end of the partnership, we wrap it all up with an evangelistic series to reap the seeds we've sown in the community throughout the year or whatever the period that we agreed upon was.
And so it sounds like your service projects, maybe you do.
Yes, that's a part of it, yes.
And like what are those projects?
Yeah, so we work with the churches and we look at the communities that we're in and see what the communities need. But one project that we do that kind of go across all communities, regardless whether it's big, small, or what the demographics are, is we actually just go out in the community and we just knock on doors and say, we're from the church from up the street. We just want to see if there's anything we can do to bless your family today, serve your family today. You know, of course, there's people that just kind of shut the door in your face, but there's also people who say, yeah, I've been praying for someone to come help me with this. I need my brakes changed in my car, or, you know, whatever it may be. You're going to find people who are in need. And so that's one of the simple things that we do with the different. Just go knock on the door and find out if there's any way we can bless their family today.
You know, this seems so straightforward. It's so simple. Why doesn't the local group of believers, the local congregation, do that all by themselves?
Yeah, so the way I would answer that is that a lot of times, like, we know that, we obviously know that that's where Jesus is, right? Jesus is in the friend of the person who needs your help. But we know this and we talk about it, but sometimes we have a hard time at actually doing it, putting what we believe into practice. And so that's what we want to do with these service projects. We want to get together, facilitate a discussion, and talk about how can we evangelize to our community, but not only talk about it, go out and do it. Sometimes we can get so caught up in focusing on, oh man, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, but we forget that God has called us to go therefore and to make another disciple. God has called us to evangelize to our community, whether it be financially, or whether it be just being there for someone who needs hope.
You know, Kanai, it sounds a lot like my cousin. You know, I had a medical decisions I had to make, heart surgery and such, and he told me to do research. You know, what he told me was everything I would have told somebody else, but sometimes you got to have somebody outside of yourself to do
tell you
what you already know. I kind of see that. But, you know, it's let me take this to another level. Kanai, you indicated you're 19 at the time of this recording, and Tanner is 23. Most of the people you'll be talking to on the church board are older than you. How do you handle that? And do they listen to you?
At this point, it's not a universal fact that everybody's going to be encouraged by it, but from our experience, the people that we've partnered with and the church boards that we've talked to and pitched these ideas to, they've been ecstatic about the opportunity. They found it refreshing, and they were excited about the opportunity to energize the church. And like you said, they all see that something needs to be done, but they even themselves realize that it's not being done. I mean, when we talk to some of these boards, they say, we got to do something. So, you know, let's do it with Go Therefore. And so they're realize that there's a need and that they actually need to start doing something. And they usually are excited about the idea of working with people who have the energy and the enthusiasm to help church get on fire for serving their community.
So if a church wants to contact you, how do they go about that?
Yeah, so there are multiple ways to contact us. I'd say the best way to get in contact with us would be to email us at tanner@gotherefore.org. That's Tanner at GOTHERE, then the number 4.org. Or they can reach out to Kanai at Kanai@gotherefore.org. That's Kanai@gotherefore.org. And then the last way they could contact us is by reaching out to our number, which is 1-844-684-3734. Or if it's easier to remember, you can just remember that's 1-844 Go Therefore.
Oh, interesting. 1-844 Go Therefore.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Well, guys, tell us a story that where you partnered with a church and it exceeded even your high expectations.
Well, one thing that touches my heart a lot of times when we partner with churches is when we see the people who have been going to church on a regular basis fall in love with Jesus all over again.
Amen.
Because oftentimes, you know, the people that need to hear about Jesus are people that sit on pews every week. And sadly, it's easy, especially me being a lifelong Christian, I can relate to this. We can sometimes allow the gospel to get stale. And the gospel is not worthy of being stale. It is the most beautiful truth imaginable. And so we kick all of our partnerships up off with revivals to get the church fire again, get the church in love with Jesus again, so that way they can want to share this beautiful truth of Jesus Christ, what he did for us. And so I'd say some of the most powerful things I've seen is going into churches, going to people who have been going to church faithfully, and yet you can tell that they are falling in love with Jesus all over again. I mean, hearing people say that they stopped reading their Bible, and that this revival has helped them want to open their Bible up again. Things of that. That's what really touches my heart, because sometimes being in a spot where you are going through the motions of being a Christian, yet you're not really walking with Jesus genuinely, that's a tough spot to be in. So I always love to see when people are able to reconnect and have that first love experience with Jesus all over again.
Amen. So what about your media ministry? Tell us about that.
So our media ministry, it has progressed over the years, and we have Facebook, we have YouTube, we have Instagram, and we have TikTok. And if you like to search up our social media pages, you can just simply type in Go There For. That's the number 4 once again. And on all those platforms, like Go There For or Go There For Ministries, and it'll pop up. But our social media ministries, though, by God's grace, it has been going great. It has been going excellent. One of the things that really, really helped us is we went, long story short, we just went to this conference that really, I believe the focus of that conference that we went to, it was about social media ministry, and it really helped us in terms of getting our social media content just like reachable to people. And we've been reaching tens of thousands of people like every month just off of social media, and I mean that's just incredible.
Walk us through what your Go Therefore partnership consists of.
Yeah, so our Go Therefore partnerships consist of a few main components. It varies from church to church, context to context, and what the community needs and what the church may need. But there are these main components in every one of our partnerships. We start out with a revival, as we just talked about a few moments ago. We believe that you can't be an effective sharer of the gospel unless you yourself are first on fire for Jesus. And so we started out with this revival to try to help the church fall in love with Jesus all over again and get them in fire, so that way they can't help but want to share this beautiful truth of Jesus with their family, friends, and their community. After the revival, it consists of months and months of training and trainings and service projects. We do a few trainings just the way that way the church knows what they're doing and they can be more effective when they are reaching out to people in their everyday lives and when they're doing the service projects. But for the most part, those months consist of service projects and bridge events and things of that nature. And it's just about planting seeds in your everyday life with your friends, with your family, and planting seeds in the community and journeying with others. And so at the end of our partnership, however many months it may be, we wrap it all up with a reaping event where we reap the seeds we've sown over the years. And by God's grace, our hope is that after the partnership is over, it's not just a year of evangelism, but rather there is a new culture, a new way of doing things with the church to where this is something that they keep doing year after year, month after month, day after day, until Jesus comes back.
So talking about, I mean, this is could be a year-long, months-long. So are you physically going to be at the churches? I mean, there must be some kind of funds, financing needing to be involved in this.
Yeah. As I had mentioned, the details of the partnership vary from church to church, the resources they have, the needs they have. We can come to a church and do just a revival or just a reaping event or just do some service projects with them. But, you know, the whole evangelistic partnership is kind of what we think is the whole best experience because we feel like it's the most effective. But, as far as are we there in person, like you said, there's finances involved, and we work alongside the churches to see what we can afford together and to make it happen. We definitely are there in person for the revival and for at least one or two trainings, and there to at least facilitate one or two service projects. And if we are in a situation where the church we're partnering with is at a distance and they can't afford to bring us out for keep bringing us out, we work closely alongside with the pastoral team and the elder team to make sure that the projects and things of that nature keep moving along as we go throughout the year until we get to the reaping event.
Can you do more than one of these at one time? Can you be working with two different congregations?
Yeah. Actually, at the time of recording this, we are currently working with more than one congregation. And and they actually both look different too, because they both have different needs. And so, yeah, we work with multiple congregations at a time. Obviously, like we said, the details of that and how often we're there depends on the resources and what we can figure out. But we are able to work with multiple churches, and we also we usually try to schedule it that way. We're not obviously double booking our time with multiple churches, but if that ever happens, we have multiple people on our staff, and we one of us can be with one church and one of us can be with another church working with them. So,
well, that's what I was going to ask you. It's not just the two of you that are working in this ministry, right?
Yeah, we have three people, including ourselves, that are doing it full time. And then we have around 15 to 20 people who are helping us on a volunteer basis pretty regularly. But as far as people doing it full-time, there's three of us currently.
Okay, well, we understand. Strong Tower Radio started with one. Now we have six employees and quite a few volunteers. So,
awesome.
Okay, so we got to wind down now. So, again, how do people contact you?
You can contact our phone number, which is 1-844-684-3734 or 1-844-GO-THEREFOR. Or you can email myself and Tanner. Tanner's email would be tanner@gotherefor4.org. Or you can email myself. It would be Kanai, K-A-N-I, @gotherefor4.org. You can check out our website, which is www.gotherefor4.org. We also have an app too, which is GoTherefor.app. Yeah, GoTherefor.app. And you can check out our social media pages, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, which is GoTherefor Ministries.
Well, amen. I'm just so excited we got young people doing this, Tom.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. And we, I've seen your people wearing your logoed t-shirts on various occasions, and I think we'll see a lot more of you. You've got some connections here, Tanner does, in Michigan with family, and so you might be migrating north.
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah, and in regards to our t-shirts, like, I can tell you, they're really good witnessing tools, because there have been many times when myself and Tanner have just been standing at the store, and then people just come and look at our t-shirts, and then they ask questions, and that's just the opportunity to share them about the Great Commission, about the gospel, and about Jesus.
So. Amen.
Sounds like a Strong Tower Radio shirt.
That's right. It's good to advertise, and people ask you questions. Well, that's wonderful, guys. Well, may God continue to lead, guide, and richly bless your ministry. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
All right. Bye.
Bye.